This is Ian Plested at the Guildford Spectrum in association with Ben's Collectors Records and Guildford Dragon News. I'm here with manager Tristan Rees after the disappointing 3-2 home defeat to Camberley. Sorry to say this, but I thought the first half was absolutely appalling, and I presume you probably agree, and that's why we've lost the game.
100%, and I think if you were in the change room at half time, you think, you know, we've agreed with you there. It's not acceptable, and every time we think we take a step forward, we end up taking 2-3 back. You know, the decision making, the sloppiness. I think 2-0 at half time probably flattered us a little bit. I think, you know, the goal that they got disallowed was a goal, you know, and they could have had a few more as well. So obviously not a great time to think and talk about it at this very minute, but no, I agree. It's probably the worst half of football since we've been in.
I know the pitch is quite bobbly at the moment, but Camberley can play on it, and we seem to be, I feel, we're getting a little bit scared of the pitch at the moment.
Yeah, I think they've played the conditions a lot better than us. You know, they're very organised. Turk's a very good manager. He's got them set up. They've got the two big centre halves. They're very good at what they're good at, and, you know, they've got that little bit more experience today, and I think it shows. You know, they think that, you know, we're trying to play, it's bobbled, the players get frustrated, but it's not an excuse, and we can't start going down that route where we start pointing at the pitch and saying this is the reason for why we've lost the game of football.
We do everything right to get the goal back, and then 2 minutes later we concede the third, and I know we get the one late on, but it kills us.
Yeah, and I say the naivety of it and the manner of the goals. You know, it doesn't matter how hard you try and how hard the coaching and the training, how hard we work, can't legislate for mistakes like that, and it just lost the game off. And, you know, 3-2 flatters us because it's papered over the cracks and makes it look like it was a tight game, but it wasn't. They should have had another penalty, you know, and it's just a bad mistake. And I think once we make one or two, and, you know, the way the goals go in, we just, the confidence, we sort of just crumble under it, and then, you know, mistake leads to mistake, and then you find where we are now.
Another home game next week, a lot of work to do this week, I presume, and it just keeps going, doesn't it, every time that we've got to get something.
It is, it's a deja vu. I mean, I imagine our last 10 or so interviews have taken Apple out of it, pretty much sounded the same here. So, you know, we're talking about it over there, we talk about it now, you know, who's back next week and who's not going to be back next week, and who's come on and done well, and who's played themselves out of the team, maybe played themselves out of the club. We're going to have to make some hard decisions this week, but we're not afraid to make them, and we'll do what we think's best for the group, best for this club.
Unfortunately, I see that Dan's had to leave due to personal reasons. Of course, we wish him well and hope everything works out, and we might see him again soon.
Totally, yeah, he's a great lad. He's obviously got stuff going on behind the scenes. He's moving house and work and everything like that. So, you know, health and personal life's much more important than a game of football, so he's always welcome here. He knows that, and we wish him the best, and we'll keep in touch.
Thanks so much for coming to talk to me. Thanks, Tris.
Thanks, Ian, appreciate your support.